My name is Barbara Robertson, the former Barbara Ann Everett, born and raised in Washington, North Carolina, better known as Little Washington, and that's in Beaufort County in the eastern part of the state. I'm going to talk about collards. I ate collards as far back as I can remember, and my mother was an excellent cook, and nobody could cook collards like my mother. And I never really tried to cook them for my family as long as I could get them at my mother's house. But there came a time when mother just couldn't cook them for us anymore, and I had to learn how to do it. And I tried, and I would eat them, and I would be disappointed. And so finally I just said, "Mother, tell me how come your collards are so much better than mine? Mine just don't taste like yours. How do you do it?" And she said, "Barbara, you can't over-season collards. They have to be seasoned right." And by that, she meant the broth that they're cooked in, or the meat, or the ham bone, or the piece of country ham, or the bacon grease. And back when I was growing up, you didn't worry about bacon grease. I mean, we saved bacon grease to fry cornbread and to fry fish and to fry whatever you wanted to fry. And of course, it was delicious. We don't do that so much anymore, and we all know why. But anyhow, finally, I can honestly say, I think they're just as good as my mother's, or almost as good. First of all, you got to have some good collards. And sometimes, you know, if you buy collards in a grocery store, then I would say buy the little tender ones. And it's better if you can buy them from somebody that has a collard patch. And that's what I have done for the past few years. When I lived in Garner, there was a man that lived near us that my husband had discovered and knew, and he had this collard patch, and he had learned how to cook collards from his daddy. And so this went way back. He had raised collards for many, many years. So we would get his collards, and my husband would go get them. I would go to the store and get maybe 3 or 4 ham hocks, depending on how many collards you're going to cook. And usually I had a ham bone in the freezer, or some broth from a honey-baked ham that I had would eat the ham and always save the bone, and I would cook the bone and get this delicious broth from it. So whatever good, see, you could mix those different meats. If you had a piece of country ham, you could throw that in there. But anyhow, you cook the ham hock. If you just have ham hock, that's okay too. And you cook it until it just falls apart, just falls off the bone. And then you want to take the skin out and the fat, and there's some lean meat in there that is pretty darn good. So I would save that and mix that in with the collards when they were done. So you got your broth. You may have to add a little water to it. You don't want, the broth doesn't have to cover all of the collards. Because when you put the raw collard in there, and once they start wilting, they cook down. That, you know, they just get smaller and smaller. So you want to start out with a pretty good pile. But what I do is take each leaf of the collard and look at it back and front for insects. And I do that no matter how many collards I have. I look at every leaf back and front, and I know that when I bite into those cooked collards that they're clean. So then I take several collard leaves, and I'll take a knife and just cut them up. Just go ahead and cut them before you cook them. I didn't used to do that, but I found that it works real well. They fit in the pot better. So I just slice them up and put it down in the broth. You might want to put maybe a teaspoon, no more than that, of sugar in there. Sometimes collards can be a little bitter, and you may want to try them first, but it wouldn't hurt to put a little bit of just a little bit of sugar in there. And you'll probably have to salt them some more and some pepper. You just cook the collards and keep checking them until you stick your fork in them and they're nice and tender. And when I think they're done, you just get you a little saucer, a little bowl, and take you out a nice serving and cut it up some more if it needs it and taste of it. And if it needs a little more seasoning, if you got some bacon grease and you want to put a tablespoon in there, and it gives the collards a shiny look, and oh man, that'll just make you mouth water. And so when you get them tasting just like you want them to taste and they're nice and tender, just take them up with a slotted spoon, drain the pot liquor off of them, then you can serve them plain just like they are. Or a lot of people like hot pepper vinegar on them. Some people use different kinds of relishes, but I just like the plain old collards myself. If they're seasoned right, they don't need anything else on them. Another thing that Mother did, and I did for a long time for my children, I have four children, and they all love collards, and their husbands love collards, and even the two sons-in-laws that are Yankees love collards. I mean, you know, they got to be pretty good for a Yankee to love collards, but anyhow. We would put potatoes in there, and you sort of put them towards the last half of the cooking. And the last 15 minutes, if you like them, something my mother always did and we liked was cornmeal dumplings. And it's nothing in the world but cornmeal and water and salt. And you want to use hot water, and you want to let it set for a little while, just a few minutes, because it'll thicken. And then you want it just the right consistency to kind of roll it up in your hand like you were making a biscuit, and then patting it out, not too thick. And the small ones are nice, I think. And drop them carefully on top of the collards and let them cook about the last 15 minutes of the cooking time. So you just take those out, and you can put those in your pot liquor after you cooked your collards if you want to, or you can just cook them, lay them right on top of the collards and let them cook. And just take them out first and then take your collards. Of course, you can just, people do things their own way and different ways and whatever works for you. But let me give you one more little hint that I especially like. I like the leftover dumplings, because after they were cold the next day, you would take those dumplings and slice them like you were slicing a hamburger bun, and you put them in a frying pan. I would have used bacon grease years ago, but today I would use a little cooking oil, and brown it crisp like cornbread. And if you've got any leftover collards and you've got those fried leftover dumplings, you just can't beat it. It's just so good. I just can't tell you how good it is. My mouth is just watering just sit here and talk about it. But that's how I cook collards, and I hope you'll try it, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much.